Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. As usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant, full week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. But let's get started with this week's episode. So in today's episode, we will be talking about, is knowing your worth a bad thing? Now, I have a few episodes, regarding knowing your worth and my journey of not knowing my worth fully over the years. But of course, recently, if you're on TikTok, you're on Twitter, I'm not going to say Facebook like that, but Instagram, you're going to see a lot of, reels and TikToks, tweets, whatever, where a lot of women are, saying that knowing their worth isn't all it's cracked up to be. And when I say that, I mean, they're saying, knowing your worth is lonely. It's getting harder to find somebody. When knowing your worth in all of this, amongst a whole lot of other things, it's harder to find somebody when you holding yourself to a higher standard it just get real lonely knowing your worth. And I get it. I get it. I do understand it. And I'm not going to sit here and lie like, I don't understand. Because like I said, I definitely do. I definitely understand where majority of the women are coming from and their perspective on the situation. Because there were definitely times where, I felt lonely. I was envious of other people who had found their quote unquote person. And, I feel like I'm never going to find my person. I'm getting older. When is it going to happen for me? And, and I know a lot of people still feel that way. I'm not going to say I'm like coming to grips with not having anybody or being single or whatever, but I've learned to adapt. I've learned to adapt. I really have. But I don't know. It's like a sense. Then some people feel like, if they found somebody or, the other person, they found somebody. Why can't I find somebody? And, they might feel like, is it because I know my worth a little too much? What is it? It's a lot of questions that come up because I question myself as well. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's because you know your worth too much. I think it's because it's just not your time. And some people may be like, so when is my time? When is my damn time going to come? Honestly, your time is on God's timing. It's not on your time. It's on God's timing. But it also starts with your mindset. It does. And as y'all know, and as I said, I was that girl that would settle for anything, the bare minimum, or shit, even nothing at all, to be honest. So, and like, I was one of those people who didn't know my worth at all. And like I said, I got plenty of episodes on it. Y'all can run it back. I know one of them, my first episode was Know Your Worth. And I got other, single but not settling, things like that. So y'all can check them out. Just run them back. But I just felt like I was accepting what I was accepting because it was something that I was supposed to do or that I should have did, but I was doing it because of what I saw around me growing up as well. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I felt like it was because that's what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to accept the bare minimum, accept crumbs, accept nothing. Not even a crumb sometimes. Because I feel like I was supposed to do that because it was to keep somebody around. Or I felt like I needed to do it because I didn't want to be the one, that was without a boyfriend. Or whatever the case may be. But that also played a part in my mindset as well without me even realizing it. Because I didn't think I was worth having a man treating me properly. Or I didn't feel like, I would be valued as much to the people around me if I didn't have a boyfriend. That might sound crazy, but it's the truth. But at the end of the day, it's like, why would I place value on some shit like that? Like, why? But we all do. It's trial and error in life. But, I mean, it was a rhetorical question for me, even though I answered it. Don't judge me. Don't come for me. But, you know, so I didn't worry about or value my worth because I was too concerned about, you know, what other people had or what other people would think about me. You know, being a person that was single, you know, whatever the case may be. And if you do that for so long, you don't worry about your worth. You worry about what other people think you're worth. Now, I know this episode today is not only mainly about knowing your worth because we touched on being single as well. But I'm going to have a transparent moment with you guys. I am 31 years old. I've only been in 2 serious relationships. I have no physical kids. And I always get asked the same shit. Why are you not in a relationship? Is your boyfriend coming? Who's your boyfriend? We need to meet your man. We need to meet your boyfriend. You know, why you don't have kids yet? When are you going to have a kid? When are you going to give such and such a playmate? When are you going to do this? You know, when are you going to have some kids? And this is the same shit. But why does it matter to you? Me being single or not having kids right now does not diminish me as a person. It does not make me less of a woman or not worthy of being in a relationship or being a mother in the future. It does not. And that's what people need to understand. Just because you are a mother and you're someone that you're around is not, that does not make you more than me. And it does not make me less than you. It just means that you had a child, which I'm happy for you. And just because you have a man and I don't, good for you. I'm happy for you. That does not make you better than me. And that does not make me less to you. But I mean, and like I said, being fully transparent, it does get lonely at times, of course. And I do eventually want to have kids. I know my time, my clock is ticking, but it is what it is. And I do want to be in a healthy relationship. And I do want to be happier when it comes to feeling the way I feel about those things. And when people ask those questions, it doesn't make me feel better. It makes me think, makes me feel worse sometimes. Not all the time, though. But at the end of the day, it's not on my timing. And I'm fine with that now. I also don't feel like, you know, knowing your worth is not a bad thing once you change your mindset regarding it. You can still enjoy your life. You can still be happy. You're still worthy of a relationship, even while valuing who you are as a person. Knowing your worth helps you not settle for bullshit. Knowing your worth shows you how you value yourself as an individual. Knowing your worth strengthens your character. It does. Knowing your worth allows you to show another person love the same way you love on yourself. Trust me, I know. So at the end of the day, is knowing your worth a bad thing? Honestly speaking, hell no. It's not. I would rather know my worth than to settle for some shit that don't belong in my life. Period, point blank. Thank you all so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast because it helps my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. Hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so, 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 so much. And I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.